The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night call. My name is Dan Bell, and I'm your host tonight, and very excited to be with everybody tonight. You know, we're in our second week of December. This is always a great month to build the business, and we've got a really good leadership call for you tonight because, like last week, we're going to celebrate some folks that have achieved the highest level in Optavia, reaching Integrated Presidential Director. And isn't it exciting? I mean, you know, our country has gone through a really rough spot this last year, but yet Optavia, we as an organization, we really shine through all of this. But for Optavia, you know, we're in full momentum and we really provide incredible solutions for people in terms of their healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. So I'm going to get this show started tonight. And it's my pleasure to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Susie Heyman. Susie, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Dan. Such an honor to be on here again with everybody. I'm super excited tonight. Mitchell's not happy that he can't be with us. He has a commitment every Monday night. He bowls. And so he's there now. But he's super excited, just like I am, to be able to announce. Tonight, we're very proud of all of the Integrated Presidentials on this call. But we want to talk about who I'm going to announce now is somebody who, Allison Freeman, who's somebody who, you know, I never knew if she was going to get involved in this business, of course, but this is someone I was friends with years ago, and that's the importance of keeping up with relationships and Facebook, of course, and it was someone from her previous life, and it's just such a blessing how Optavia comes into people's lives and how social media works, and it brings people back together, and we're so grateful because what's happened with Allison coming into our lives, it's been so fulfilling to watch Allison come into, you know, grow a team, come into leadership, and really blossom as this amazing leader, develop such an amazing team, and just, you know, just grow in this business like so many of us have. So I don't want to take up too much time. Allison, are you there? Congratulations.
Thank you, Susie and Mitchell, who's not here right now, but thank you so much. I would not be here if it wasn't for you and your amazing first post that I saw on Facebook many years ago. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that to start off with, because social media really has played a big part in my business and in helping so many people. The fact that I found this program was because of Susie's post on Facebook that I'll never forget. And then two years later, I reached out and I asked her to tell me about the program when I had a need. And then it took me another 5 months before I actually jumped on board. So they say, until you're ready, you're not ready. And at that point, I wasn't just yet. But once I embraced the concept of the program and I jumped in, I started to really love it so quickly. Right away, people started to notice that my face looked different and they wanted to know what I was doing. And Susie shared with me that I could start to help these people, which was pretty amazing. So I, day two, became a coach right away and started to help a family member, a cousin and her sister. And then about a week later, I posted about my experience on program. I put myself out there. I was very vulnerable and authentic. And I did one of those side-by-side scale pictures of my toes on the scale. And I remember Susie had to hold my hand through the phone as I got past that fear of putting myself out there. And I didn't want to do it. And she kept saying, why not? And we got down to the bottom of the reasons of why I didn't want to do it. And what I can say is, once you conquer fear and get on the other side of it, there is this amazing freedom that's waiting there for you and so many wonderful, amazing growth opportunities. So that was the beginning. That was 3 years ago. And through this whole opportunity of sharing this gift that we share of health with others, I have just learned what is possible and things that I never thought of, being of service to people. That whole concept to me, I heard the words in the past to be of service, but I really truly, I never felt that feeling until starting to help people be able to do things that they couldn't do physically in the past and to cry with people and to have joy with people and to really understand what it means to put yourself in a position to help people. So I'm so grateful that this opportunity came into my life, and I can't express that enough. What other people can, you know, what we can share with other people and just to share this gift out there. So let's talk a little bit about the consistency and growing a business and how does that happen? You know, I have worked in this business pretty much daily for 3 years, but I enjoy it. It doesn't feel like work. I look forward to thinking of what can I post about. I love the creativity of being able to put myself out there now. What was once a fear is now a part of my life. And now I teach that to others. So how do we get, you know, how do you grow this business? So I, you know, we talk to people about that and it's consistency over time and following this amazing model, not reinventing the wheel, which is something that Susie and I talked about a lot in the very beginning, because I had a million questions for her. And I kept saying, well, can't we do it like this? And, you know, my background is that, can I do this? And now it's funny to be on the other side of that when I have new people that I'm working with and I'm saying to them, you know, let's just follow this model. It's amazing. And we can duplicate it. And when you get a side and you try different things, you know, you learn pretty quickly that this system that we have is, it works. It absolutely works. So I've learned to teach that to all the people that I'm working with. I've partnered with some of the best people, and I would not be here if it wasn't for them. We have this amazing team that we all work together and we work in depth. And that's really important to dig down and look at what's going on in your business, to inspect what you expect. It's truly important. I do that on a very regular basis and I teach that so that we really look, and there's spots in the business where people, you know, you can find gold down below and really teach them. So if somebody up front doesn't really want it, find the people who want it and work with those people and partner with those people and show them what's possible. So, what's really amazing about this business is it's taught me how to dream, has really taught me how to dream, and that you can design your life, which is pretty, you know, I didn't know that these things are possible. You know, we're thinking about working from anywhere, from living anywhere, you know, and that's a possibility that you can do that with this business. So I if you're just starting out, I would really say to follow your mentorship, lean into it, and really embrace what they have led the way with. You know, it's really quite spectacular. So share this gift, put yourself out there, be authentic and vulnerable, and don't be shy. Don't be apologetic about what you're doing. There will always be people who question what you're doing, and it's not for everyone. It really truly isn't, but the people who see it and want it, those are the people that you want to surround yourself with, and you're going to see your life transform in ways that you could never, ever imagine. And again, I want to thank Susie and Mitchell and my husband, Scott, who is a big part of this behind the scenes, and my boys for all their support and putting up with the patience that it takes to work with somebody in this situation. I may have forgotten a few things along the way, and all I can say is that definitely make sure you have good support with you, helping you. Thank you so much.
Wow, Allison, that was great, and congratulations! 3 years. It only took you 3 years to hit IPD. That's pretty awesome. What did you do before? What was your background?
So originally, I started my career in advertising, and mm-hmm. I then went into corporate communications. So I saw a lot of really stressed out people in New York City. I worked at a management consulting firm and a financial service firm in there as a director of communications and marketing. And then I took a long break with my kids. Mm-hmm. And after that, I decided I wanted to de-stress corporate America. That was my goal originally when I went back to work, and I got a certification in meditation. And when I did that, I loved what I studied. It took 18 months to study and get that certification, But it, what happened was when I was finished, it was here, go out. It didn't tell, they didn't teach me how to build a business. And what I loved about when I found Suzy and this model is that I never had to guess what was next. I was making money day one. And I was helping people day one. So I love that I could now, in a different way, de-stress people. You know, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy finances is no better tool.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And again, congratulations. It's really great.
Thank you.
So now we move on to our second new IPD. And to introduce them, I'd like to bring on Jenny Dykstra. Jenny, are you there?
Hi, Dan. Yes, I am here and I am honored tonight to introduce you to new Integrated Presidentials. And this couple has actually blown me away in less than 2 years. They have accomplished this rank. I don't know too many others in Optavia that have done this. I know that there's a few, but they're well respected in their community. They're grateful and they show gratitude with their coaches. They celebrate their coaches often and they give back every chance that they get. And they truly are beautiful inside and out. And without further ado, I introduce you to Mary Ellen and Wayne Luringer.
Well, thank you, Jenny. And thank you guys so much. I can't believe we are on a Monday night call. I'm like a kid in a candy store right now. But I just have to say that our team knows we would not be here without them. And while Wayne and I might be sitting here on this Zoom, our voice just represents the collective roar that has become our tribe. And I wanna just start by thanking my business coach, Bob Ford, who I joke around, he's my work husband, and he believed in us and knew we would be here before we believed in it. So thank you, Bob, from the bottom of our hearts. Jenny and Jennifer Wilson, you guys have been family to us. Thank you for guiding us and setting the way. Suzy and Mitchell Heyman, come on. We were dropped in their laps and we sit at their feet every day. We are the luckiest, you know what, on the planet. And we learn and grow from you guys every day. So kudos and thank you for having us.
Wow. How did we get here? I don't even know how we got here. It's really, really been an amazing 2 years. We live here in the Northeast, in New Jersey. And one of our favorite places to go is New York City. And we get amazed by it every time we go. Central Park, we take our dog on Sunday mornings, the plays and the food and the hustle and the bustle. And it's one of the most amazing places in the world. And that's truly how we get up every morning and feel about Optavia. Who do we get to help next? Who's next? Another friend, another family member, someone else that we haven't met yet? What we get to wake up every morning and be part of this amazing group that's out to change the world. And for that, we're so grateful and appreciative, but always be amazed. I want to tell you to be amazed every day, because sometimes we can get jaded because we do get up and do this every day. So remember, when you do get up, take the amazement and realize what you have and go out and continue to help the world.
And I want to just, my team knows that I love my little mantra. So tonight's mantra is going to be inspired to move. So I just want to take you on a little bit a journey, how we ended up here. I was inspired to move 3 times along our path. And so I started the health program in November of 2018. Wayne and I are both endurance athletes, but yet not so much with the food on my part. I needed help in that department. I lost 25 pounds. And I said, okay, now I'm pretty good. I had no intention of coaching. I had a very good job. I was in hospital administration. We had a nice life. We both made 6-figure incomes, yet I had $2,000 in my savings. I kid you not, you guys. And I'm not gonna bog you down with details, but here's what happened to me in December of 2018. I actually fell victim to a secret shopper scam on LinkedIn. Again, I'm not going to bog you down with the details. I couldn't believe this happened to me.
I had a master's degree. I was a smart person. How could I let this happen to our family? Well, guess what? I needed that money for Christmas presents. We have 7 kids between us. This is our second marriage. My income mattered, and everything for our presents was drained. How was I going to make up that $2,000? I was in bed. I was depressed. I'm a positive person. So I said, fine, I'll do this health coaching thing. Okay, I'll make up this $2,000. I'll help a few friends and family. Well, as you know, guys, as it goes, things happen for you and not to you. I quickly made up the $2,000 and I was in a nice little rhythm. Fast forward 6 months to July of 2019. I had only been health coaching for 6 months. It quickly surpassed the income I was making at my 6-figure job. So we looked at each other once again and we said, okay, we're gonna do this thing. And we made a decision. So I walked into my corporate employer, and here I thought really high of myself. I said, hey, I'm going to give my notice. I'm going to go over here and do this other thing, but I'm going to stay until year end, thinking I'd balance Optavia with this other career. And of course, things happen for you and not to you. My boss said to me, Mary Ellen, we're good here. 2 weeks, clean up your little show and take it on the road. Oh my gosh. Now what we were going to do. I was inspired to move. I had to make this work, you guys. My income mattered. We had no choice but to go all in and never look back. And that's exactly what we did. We looked at each other on a Monday night call and we said, why not us? And away we went. Well, around the same time, you guys, I was reading a book called Good to Great. If you haven't read it, please read it, by Jim Collins. And he was talking about getting the right people on the bus. And this big aha moment came. I was asking the wrong question. I needed to first ask who and then what. So I decided to get the right people on the bus in the right seats and just very politely and gently open the door to let the wrong people off. And once I did that, you guys, when I got the right people on the seats and the right people on the bus, guess what, guys? Disciplined people, disciplined thought, disciplined action. They didn't need to be motivated. I didn't need to dangle things in front of them. They had intrinsic motivation, and away we went. And boy, did we grow, and we grew, and we grew, and we moved. And that little bus moved forward fast. Well, guess what? Fast forward, March of 2020. We had to pull our little bus over to the side of the road. We had to pause and get off. And I looked at the bus and I said, bus, are we going to still be inspired to move here? How are we going to show up on Facebook in these times? We got shipping issues. We got products out of stock. Guys, are we still inspired to move? And because I had the right people on the bus, we had the right people on the bus, that bus said, hell yeah, we got to go. And guys, March of 2020, it was a launching pad for us. Our bus became a rocket ship and we took off, guys. We took off and away we went, and boy, did we grow. And from March of 2020, guys, it was a pivotal moment in our business because we were inspired to just not move, but to freaking move. Did we move, right? We moved, and we saw obstacles as the way because we had the right people on the bus, guys. And sometimes this health coaching business could be very siloed, but it was that pivotal moment we shifted from a me to a we mentality. We broke down silos and we created a team environment. We created a culture where everyone mattered. Everyone's voice was heard, from senior coach to ED and beyond. Everybody knew and saw their role in what we were doing and the mission that we were striving for. Everybody had a seat on the bus, and we increased trust and collaboration. We created a unit and where we cheered each other on and supported one another. And I think that's very unique. And I really do believe it's one of our superpowers. And I want to say this, guys, while everybody can have a seat on this bus, anybody that wanted it and wanted more for their life, they knew that they were also stepping into a culture where we did expect a couple things, and not so much expect, but encourage. This is what we encouraged. And please hear my heart. We encouraged people to get messy. We encouraged people to give up the good for the great. We encouraged people to be inconvenienced. We encouraged people to do things in fear and get out of comfort zones. And we encourage them to not worry what other thought of them and not care about the opinions of others. We encourage people, guys, to be satisfied with being unsatisfied and always be hungry for more. And here's the other thing that I always say. While I do believe in meeting some coaches where they are at, my team knows if I see potential, we're going to nudge it. We're going to nudge your potential if I see it, and I'm not going to leave it to chance. So I want to close with this, guys. The culture that we created, I think, is one of the reasons we've moved from transactional to transformational pretty darn quick, because we've created this culture where everybody has a seat on the bus and at the table, and everyone, whether they're a brand new coach or a seasoned coach, know that they matter and they have impact. And I want to leave you guys with one tip, and it was mentioned here earlier tonight about gratitude. I think gratitude has been a big part of our success, because we have our Tuesday night, what we call an executive director and up calls, where we all come together as a team and we end that call with what we call gratitude grams. What are we grateful for? And it's not just up and down, it's side to side, it's across lines. It could be a coach on our team or a coach on a different, you know, on a different team that we're grateful for. We express gratitude for one another. And I want to mention this, guys, also. I think recognition is a very key part. And it's not just recognizing high performers and high flyers. It's also making sure you recognize the young coaches that are doing something scared, Facebook Lives, posting for the first time. Make sure you're recognizing not just the high performers, but the newbies that are doing something that challenges them. I think that's a big part of making this team feel like a unit. And this engine of this bus is just getting started. And the trails we are going to blaze have yet to be found. And I want to thank our amazing team, who really are the reason that we're here tonight. And I hope you know that my voice is your voice. And your efforts are the reason why we're here on this Monday night call. And you guys are everything to us. And I can't wait to see what's around the corner for us. Thank you for letting us share.
Well, Mary Ellen, that was fabulous. I wish we had about a half an hour or an hour to unpack everything you just said, because you just said an incredible amount in a very short period of time. And it's no mystery why you guys are successful. People follow people with that have vision and that lead, and that's exactly what you guys have done. So kudos, congratulations to you. I know we're going to hear a lot more from you guys and also from Allison as we move forward in this next year. So that's really, really great. So, you know, now we're going to kind of shift gears, and we're going to talk about some strategies for, you know, in the little time we have left, of what to do in December, because December tends to be a really good month, but you want to be strategic about how you approach December. And so there's nobody better to do this topic than my friends, Integrated Presidential Directors, David and Terry Miller.
Hey, Dan. Oh my gosh, congratulations. Those stories were so great, and it's been fun to watch and observe you guys grow. Yeah, we're super stoked to share this with you tonight. And Dan, we'll make sure we have a condensed version. But, you know, Dan asked us to just give a few tips about what should your activity be in December. And I know Susie covered so many things last week too, but we just want to make sure that we're always pouring in. So, you know, it's a unique season we're in, right? But also December is a little bit of a sneaker. If you're doing the work on the front end, there'll be massive rewards for many people on the back end. And we reached out to many integrated presidentials to make sure that we had the top 10 list for you. So Morgan, if you could pull up the list, there we go. Let's go ahead and power through this, hon.
All right, we'll start with leading with your health, because you know we are a health company. And so if we're leading with our health, and this one is kind of big, because I've had this conversation, we have had this conversation with so many people that they'll wonder why their business is sluggish. And it's because they're not on their health program. They're not leading with their health, and they're not the right person on their own bus, so to speak. And we know that when we're in that mode, we can definitely excite people, and because we're moving forward in ours. And so I just want to challenge everybody. I took my Habits of Health test on habitsofhealth.com to get reinvigorated on that. I hope you guys do too.
Excellent. Okay. And number two is, you know, it's the season to be in relationship with people. Get in front as many people as you can, physically and also socially. It's spread holiday cheer wherever you go, because there's a lot of people who are looking for and need relationship right now. A lot of people are not connected.
And when you get in front of those people, be intentional with everyone you come in contact with. This is one of the things that is really hard to do right now, because we're all wearing masks and we're kind of weird around each other now. Do we make people uncomfortable with our presence? So using Facebook is a really good way of connecting with people. So, and it's also coming up on New Year's. Rebrand yourself or get excited about the messaging for the new year. Those are great ways to be intentional and really attract people into your community again. And then, one of the other things is you can refresh yourself. If you have a contact list that's getting a little stale, these are the ways we get those things re-bolstered, get excited about our business, wanting to contact people, because we you don't want to work off a stale contact list.
Yeah, and what we like to really think about that is if you haven't done the full exercise of everyone you know, but like I like to do it like everyone you know. So literally take your phone, and everybody you want to know. So everyone you know, everybody you've known, and then everybody you want to know, and just keep adding people to those names or to that list. The next is to be fully present on social media. Several of you talked about that today, how important it was, but live full out, be fully present 3 to 4 times a day on social media. And also with the people that you're staying in contact with, make sure they're your friends. Keep adding enormously to your friends list. And one of the other great things is in your messenger on social media, you've probably started a lot of conversations with people that maybe didn't take the next step. Go back in and rekindle those conversations.
Yeah, with current and past clients, anybody you had a positive interaction with, anybody that you're looking for to become a partner with you through this next year, you want to touch bases with them and get excited about and ask them, hey, what's your 2021 look like? You got some goals? Love to partner with you that and get them excited, because they're a referral source for you if they're not ready to move forward, and then they could be also a great partner.
Yeah. And so with your existing clients, find out, like what David said, find out what their goals are. And then also find out who they probably want a running partner as far as referrals. And then one other little pro tip is, this from UPS, David, is the shipping is a problem in December as everyone's order is. So give your clients a nice little pro tip to place your order earlier in the month.
You will hear the act of God a lot during this time of year, and it isn't about Jesus or anything. It's about weather and all the things that kind of slow up the shipping process. So make sure you get those in the hands of the people in a timely manner.
Yeah, excellent. And then the last thing, or number 7, is to be prepared about what you want your marketing budget to be. You'll probably be thinking about maybe wellness credits or how you want to gift people throughout your business. And so just kind of pause for a moment and be proactive on what you want to do with that.
Yeah, you want to get clear on what you want to accomplish in the first quarter of 2021. Do you have your plan well laid out? There's a quote that says, a goal well planned is half accomplished. Have you done half the accomplishment of your next goal in the first quarter? It is a big launching pad for your 2021. When you get that first quarter off and running, the rest of the year just follows in suit. And so it's really critical that you build that all that momentum in that first 3 months.
Yep. And then also while you're getting ready to do amazing things in December and into the new year, make sure that you have structure in your household. Is there some things that you need to get a little bit more organized, things you need to start doing, and maybe some things to stop doing, and a lot of structure? Do you have several rocks in your schedule, and have you set time aside to be able to serving, assisting, and creating new clients and coaches? And then number 10?
Have fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be, and have an amazing holiday season. Enjoy that. It's going to be an opportunity to connect with family members. It always has been. It may be a little strained or a little different these days, but that is one of the popular things to do this time of year is gathering.
Yeah.
And so wherever two or more gather, you have a way to grow your business.
Safely, of course,
yes.
And with all the different restrictions. But however, the holiday season is awesome, and it's a great time to reach out and be in connection with people. Thanks for letting us share, Dan.
Well, thank you, Terry and David. Appreciate that. That's a nice, concise list for folks. So I'm sure a lot of people got a lot from that. So just to finish up tonight, you know, after this call, we've got our field-led call. And to talk about that, Michelle Luf, are you on the line? Tell us.
I am. Thank you, Dan. That was such an amazing call. Thank you for everyone that shared. I am super ignited, and I am so excited for you guys to hop over to the other call and join myself and fully integrated business leader, Selena Murphy. We're gonna be talking about the who, the what, the when, and the how of following up, and what exactly does follow up look like. So grab a notebook, hop over to the other call, and I'll see you guys in a couple of minutes.
And notice, by the way, that there's a separate Zoom link for that. If you're brand new tonight, make sure you get that 880 number down so that you can move right after this call and go right over there. So great. Thanks, Michelle.
And then on
Wednesday night, we've got our Habits of Health call and where we share transformational stories. And Donnie Alvarenga, want to talk about that?
Thank you so much, Dan. Oh my goodness. Are you fired up after hearing the stories tonight? You're fired up for the new year, for that new quarter. And a lot of people at this time of the year are thinking about resolutions and their goals for the next year. And so we're going to be talking about vision boards. So the Habits of Health part, we'll talk about the benefits of vision boards, you know, the wellness, well-being benefits, and also how to put together a vision board that is empowering, that compels action, right? And then on the second part, on the inspiring stories to share, what we're going to do is talk about Optavia as a vehicle to creating those visions into reality. And so we would love to have you join us. You will not want to miss the stories that are going to be shared on Wednesday night. I tell you what, they will definitely ignite your inspiration for the year. And with all of these events, how awesome is it that Optavia gives us the opportunity to get reminders, you know, so that we do not miss these things as rocks on our schedule. And so for the coach calls on Monday nights, you just dial 99000 and type in Optavia coach. And for the Wednesday night calls, you do 99000 and type in Optavia 30.
Well, Donnie, thank you so much. I know it's going to be a really great call on Wednesday night. And of course, the call tonight after this call is going to be a super call. It's going to be really great information. And so I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight, especially our new IPDs, Allison, Mary Ellen, and Wayne. And of course, thank you, Susie, Jenny, and David, Terry, and also Donnie and Michelle. We'll see you guys all next. We'll see you on the next call, and then we'll see you next week. Go have a great week in your business. This is a week you really want to work your business and make sure that those orders get in so that people have them before the first of the year. This is a really important week for you to kind of dig in. So anyway, guys, we'll see you on the next call. It's been great having you on the call tonight. Bye-bye, everybody.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.